Mark is going to be joining us. Are you there yet, Mark?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
All right, great. Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm up in Alaska. We're having springtime. It's about 5 above right now, I think, or a little more.
Yeah, we're finally thawing out here. Most of our snow's melted. We actually got up into the upper 40s today, so bright sunshine the past couple of days, and then their temperatures got up there high enough that almost all the snow's melted off. So it's been a heck of a week. I didn't go anywhere for about a week, literally.
Wow.
Frozen water lines, frozen sewer lines. It's been wild.
Well, I just can't imagine what's going on down in Texas. I used to work in the power industry, and coal is a clean fuel. Fossil fuel is clean. We had precipitators, we had SO3 injection to take to our gas stuff. They were putting in scrubbers to take out the sulfuric, that SO2, so that supposedly we wouldn't be causing any acid rain. Okay. Okay. Well, good afternoon and good evening. Wherever you be in the world, this is Ralph Kermit Winrow II, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I think Mark may be joining us today. I was listening to President Trump's speech that he was giving down at CPAC. And, you know, it's encouraging. There's a lot of good people left in this country. The problem is about, well, I don't know what the part is, half of them. We got a whole bunch of them that are probably having second thoughts. Probably all them union people that supported the unions, Teamsters, and all those other outfits. I wonder what they're thinking now that they don't have a job. The unions. That's a fact. I would like to think that the people that's got all these children that get a hold of these teachers' unions, here are people. I hear noise here.
I do too. Let me switch headsets, see if it's on my end.
Okay. All these people that are union teachers getting paid, vacationing all over, and don't show up for work. Why would they show up for work? And then they're crazy. They're just literally crazy and evil. They're liars. Imagine getting paid, don't have to show up for work, being in a union. How the hell does that work? First thing is, one of the first things we should do is these people in political life should have to suffer the same things. Hey, if everybody else isn't going to go to work and get paid, you don't get paid either. Why aren't we paying these people? I've never seen anything like what's going on. America Last, straight into communism, Satanist. These people in Biden's, he's not there. He's been gone for a long time. He doesn't have a clue what's going on. We got Obama, the globalist, and Kamala, Comrade Harris, and all these other ones sitting behind the scenes running the show. He don't have a clue. Oh, I got here. I got a, am I online? I got a, looks like, am I there?
I can hear you, Ralph. Okay. Give you some feedback.
I got a,
I switched over to a wired headset, so I don't think that, that whistling sound is on my end.
Okay. Well, we're good right here. I got to restart my computer here when we hit the break here, because something's going on with, the computer here, and I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. Yeah, I restarted everything before we started.
As long as the audio's coming out while we're good to go here, I'll restart it when we hit break time. You know, the thing that is amazing to me is how quickly we forget what's happened and just say, let's move on. Now, we had the Russia hoax for 4 years. It was an absolute, unpremeditated lie. There was no crime. The whistleblower never came forward. The people know who he was. I don't. There, no testimony. And they almost got a president of the United States that, other than George Washington, probably, I would say, is the greatest president this country's ever had. Because he brought back, and this thing, I'm giving this country back to you, the people. And he set the economy. We got our military back. He got us independence of on energy. All these accomplishments that he did. It's just amazing. So we almost got a president impeached with no crime, no evidence. And then, to top it off, the greatest coup d'etat in the whole world. Breaking laws of the United States, all these people that were in on these fraudulent elections. Where's the FBI? Where's Ray? Oh, yeah, he's on the take. And in the meantime, we got Attorney General Barr, which was a piece of garbage. We gotta have a rule of law, yes, sirree. But then he says, I'm not going to prosecute Obama and Hillary. Well, that tells you right there where he's coming from. And he's helping O'Biden get these executive orders through. So when he gets in on day one, because he's not the president of the United States, never will be. He didn't win. You can't cheat and say you're a winner. But the thing is, it's just amazing. All of these legislatures, all of these courts, they said there were 61 courts they went to, including the Supreme Court. We got video of them. Stuff in the ballots. Nothing to see here. And all of a sudden, we're just supposed to move on? Waging war against the laws of the United States when there is damage, people being damaged, is called treason. We have so many people guilty of treason, we don't have enough jails to put them in. Maybe we can send them to Guantanamo Bay. That'd be a damn good place for them. Military tribunals. I just can't believe it. Then they come out and they say, you can't talk about the fraud of the election because we will unfund your radio show or your TV show. We can't talk about the greatest coup d'etat in the whole world. And it's like, oh, well, let's just move on. And then I hear policy, well, we'll get them in 2022. With the Dominion machines that fixed the election, along with all of the other many aspects of it, with all of the people that are not voting and dead people voting and hauling in votes and on, it just goes on and on and on. How are you going to win 2022? Till the election process is fixed, Democrats aren't going to fix it. They love it. This is what they do. They are the party of Satan, evil. And we got a whole bunch of rhinos that are right in bed with them, including our Murkowski, God help her, up here in Alaska. She's a crook. She got to be reelected by cheating. She paid to get reelected, and they even put it in the paper. Now,
did we lose Ralph? Okay. Well, while till we get Ralph back on the line. Okay, great, thanks. This is Mark and Mark Mays, and so I'm gonna till we get Ralph back on the line. I'm just gonna share some amazing, hot off the press information. Kind of goes along with what Ralph's been talking about, just how crazy things are. A journalist, Max Blumenthal, broke a huge story this week in the Reuters, which is a news service. I don't know if people understand how these news services work, like the AP wire, and which is Associated Press, and Reuters. If you want your story, used to, if you wanted your news story to make it out to the world, you were a member, you subscribed to Reuters and the AP, Associated Press. You would submit your news articles to them, and then they would send those out to all their members. And so eventually they got computerized, and so if you were your local news station, either newspaper or television station or radio station, you were a member of the Reuters and the AP, you would get these news stories and you would look them over, and maybe you liked one and you would use it for, you know, for your material, for what you presented to your audience. Well, the BBC, which is the British Broadcasting Corporation, and Reuters, through some leaked documents, show that they were part of a covert program that was aimed at promoting regime change inside Russia and undermining its government across Eastern Europe and Central Asia. And the leaked materials showed that the Thomson Reuters Foundation, which is the group that handles the Reuters news agency, and the BBC media participated in a covert information warfare campaign aimed at countering Russia. They worked through a department within the, this is the UK Foreign and Commonwealth Office that they refer to as FCO. There's a department of the FCO known as the Counter Disinformation and Media Development. And the media organizations, the BBC and Reuters, they helped operate alongside a collection of intelligence contractors. So it's kind of like, you know, basically kind of like spies, if you will, intel groups like CIA, in a entity known simply as the Consortium. So you have this government counterintelligence agency, and they're working with Reuters and the BBC, and it's even worse than this. They went on to basically coordinate in the hiring of over 1,400 journalists and staff, including 400 people inside Russia. And their whole thing was to promote a pro-NATO candidate to be elected. And so what's interesting is they claim Russia interferes with their elections and with the U.S. elections, but all these countries are doing the same thing. They're trying to influence the outcome politically in these other countries to their own suit, to their own liking. So I think we may have got Ralph back on the line. Ralph, are you back on?
Yeah, I am. Something happened with the computer or the internet or something here. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know. It just,
okay.
It's the Biden folks are after me. Run, it's the COVID. It's the COVID. Oh, my God. I'm going to be actually, before I get some people to donate some money, the Alaska Club closed down the steam room, which really made me irritated. And I finally got them to admit the reason, because it's CDC, a couple of articles that have no science, of course, that's typical. So Wow. Then they opened it because I threatened to sue them. So then I said, well, now I'm in fear of my life because now you opened it. What's your science behind that of the safe? Guess what? No answer. And because I was just paying them half of what it is. So anyway, they threatened to cut me off. I said, fine, I'll just sue you. I said, because now I'm in fear of my life. I'm 78 years old, and I'm everywhere I look, I see COVID coming. Here it comes. Oh, my God. Run, Ralph, run. Well.
Yeah.
The thing about this thing is a thousand lies can never equal one truth.
It's crazy.
It's just amazing. Anyway, I was talking about, how do we just forget something and just move on? I mean, the election was rigged. Anybody that hasn't figured it out by now is either stupid. Got to be stupid. You can't be ignorant of it. I can't believe that you haven't heard about it enough to figure that out by now. But we got video of them stealing the election down in Georgia. Oh, nothing to see here. And the Supreme Court is in on it.
Well, in Michigan, Ralph, it's insane. Justice Thomas wrote a dissenting opinion for them not taking on the case, saying, well, before you said it was premature because they hadn't been harmed yet because the election hadn't taken place. When the election took place, they said, oh, well, it's already happened, so we can't undo it.
Right.
So you know, that's just a political out for them. But I tell you what takes the cake, in my opinion. I mean, this is it's just hard evidence. You got 1.8 million voters registered in Michigan. They counted 2.8 million ballots. Let me say that one more time. Is that a problem? Yeah, they dispensed 1.8 million ballots, and they had 2.5 million votes that came in. So that's just all you can say is, I mean, it's absolute proof of fake ballots. they had over 700,000 fake ballots that got included with the regular ballots to throw that election in Michigan.
I just can't believe that Trump and General Flynn don't have something up their sleeve yet, but I don't know.
I just don't see that happening. But I've always said this is we've got an amazing document that protects us from the crazy people that are in charge, and that's the Constitution. We'll be right back after this message.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, we're back here, and interestingly enough, after I posted Fruit of the Poisonous Tree, it was about a couple of programs later, I heard Laura Ingraham bring that up, and I don't understand. That had so much to do with the elections. Fruit of the Poisonous Tree. And this is where Pence, because he's a coward, and he may be a deep stater. I don't know what his problem is. He had the authority to do it, and he didn't do it. But you cannot okay fruit of the poisonous tree. If you fraudulent, be like me getting around, and I rob a bank, and the thing explodes and puts color on the money. And, of course, we got prosecutors today. They say, well, I'm not going to prosecute. So I go to Mark and I say, you know, I want to get around and buy your house. And Mark says, but that money is stolen. And here's the thing that they use. Well, no, the prosecutor said it's not stolen money because he didn't prosecute me. This is the excuse that they use. Well, there's no election fraud because 61 courts didn't hear it. They never heard the evidence. Just because they didn't hear it doesn't fix the problem. It's called fruit of the poisonous tree. It's still a crime. It's illegal and unlawful. I don't get it. But when they say you can't talk about it, run. This is what they did with the 6 million Jews in Germany. Were there Jews killed? Absolutely. But when you can't talk about it and you can't research it, then it's not 6 million. And that's a fact. What people don't know is that after the war, World War II, Eisenhower put about 1 million German soldiers and starved a whole bunch of them to death in camps, because after the war is over, it's supposed to be the low-level soldiers go home. Not under Eisenhower. He was called the Terrible Jew. They put him in fences, locked him up, and starved him to death. And that's a fact. But we don't hear about that. It's an amazing thing. The facts are irrelevant anymore. It's just amazing. I mean, we had this such a terrible, just like what Mark was talking about, this stuff. It's black and white. How in the heck can you have more votes and you got people registered? Oh, now we're saying math is white privilege. Everything is white privilege. I am so tired of hearing this white privilege nonsense stuff, trying to create division, because that's all they got. That's all they got. And then we got a bunch of blacks on the other side that have been brainwashed. We want reparations, and we're a superior race, and oh, God, on and on and on. And we have to have diversity. That was diversity. How about merit? If you can do the job, you do the job. If you can't do the job, you can't do the job. I had a business. I had a gal that was gay. I didn't even know she was gay when I hired her. I had a Filipino. I hired him because of what they could do, not because of their skin color or their religion or whatever. These Democrats, you couldn't put a communist that is devoid of God any worse than Biden and his administration, because that's what we have. They're waging war on Christians. They're waging war on morals. They're waging war on our culture. They don't use... This is what's even crazier yet. I listened to their stuff on this latest, quote, impeachment. How do you have the word impeachment when they get around in their, quote, kangaroo trial? Let's see now what happened. They admitted we're not using the Constitution. They admitted it. We don't need the Constitution for what is impeachment. They admitted we don't need the First Amendment, freedom of speech, including political speech, which is even higher. We don't use that either. We admit we do not need due process of law. We don't have to have any evidence. We don't have to tell you the crime. You don't have any right for interrogatories. You can't depose anybody. So due process of law is out the window. The Constitution is out the window. The Bill of Rights is out the window. Then they get to incitement, and there is a precedence of the Supreme Court, and that idiot that's in charge, can't think of his name now, look it up.
Roberts.
I made up my own definition of incitement. We don't use the precedence of the Supreme Court.
Oh.
And then we have somebody, because even Roberts, because, well, you know, this is a little bit far out for me, you know, even though I am of a gay guy with a phony family and all that. Well, even I won't show up. So we got a guy that's sitting as a, quote, judge that's already said, I'm voting for impeachment. Judge is supposed to be impartial. Now, all of this happened. There was nothing else you could have done. There was no trial because there was no judge. There's nobody impartial. We're not using the Constitution. We're not using the laws of the United States. We're not using the Bill of Rights. We're not using due process of law. And guess what? Every Democrat in the House of Representatives voted for it. I think there's maybe a better Republican, too. I don't know. But we had every Democrat in the Senate vote for it. And what's 5 or 6 rhinos vote for it out of the Republican Party? Now, if that doesn't tell you that we have a problem, they admitted we are not going to use anything that we're here to do. Nothing. We can do whatever we want. And they put it on the record. And we're supposed to sit back and say, ho-hum? I don't think so. What do you say, Bart?
Well, I think it just goes to prove that they're a bunch of outlaws. They're not honoring their oaths of upholding and defending the Constitution. But if these states, if the people don't get together and do something about fixing their voter fraud, there's really not going to be much hope down the road. They can rig it however they want. And it's really frustrating when we're talking about a federal level of voting in a president, when you have another state who can cheat and rob the whole election, or have a couple of states, the battleground states as they call them, and have four or five states that can rig their elections, refuse to be checked. You can't audit them, you can't correct them, you can't investigate them, and throw off the entire election. Now, the flip side of that is, you know, we're talking a federal level. And when it comes down to you and me and our local community, we shouldn't really be looking at the federal government to solve anything. They have very limited jurisdiction, but everybody walks around acting like, well, whatever the government says just goes, you know, the same thing with the mask mandates and lockdowns and everything else. And as far as that goes, they act like the governor of their state has that kind of authority when they really don't. So,
well, that's one of the things I was watching this too. Their premise was that it was because of the speech that Trump gave. And his speech wasn't even over. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't an Antifa, it wasn't beyond. Oh, by the way, we admit it was pre-planned. Wait a minute, you just destroyed your only thing that you brought up based on nothing.
Right.
So when you get all through, there's no crime. This would be like,
well, it had nothing to do
with on trial for murder, and I get all through, and I said, well, you know, there's no body, there's no missing party, there's no nothing, and why was I on trial for murder?
It really had nothing to do with the rioting. They needed some way. They needed some event that they could try to, I don't know, make it where Trump couldn't run again. I don't know. Or make it, if they could impeach Trump after the election and the election got overturned, which probably they were fearful of, then they didn't want a way for Trump to get back in office.
But the word impeach has no application because we're not using the Constitution, because there's another word called and. It's a conjunction where you join things together.
Right.
They say, oh, we're not going to use the word and conjunction. It doesn't mean that. So English doesn't mean anything either. This is so far out there, I don't think you could have made a movie and made it believable. Literally.
Well, that's why people have to be educated on how to deal with any government servant that comes and knocks on your door or sends you a letter in the mail or calls you up on the phone. You need to know in advance how you're going to handle that. And that's the reason why we're here. You know, one, people are going to have to get out and in their own states, make sure that they have voter integrity, that they can't just do these shenanigans and lie about their votes and rig it. And they need to fix that in their home state. And if they do that in every home state, then we might get a fair federal election. Outside of that, I think you got to start learning a little bit about the law. And that's why Ralph and myself are here, is to, you know, talk about those kind of things. Like, what do you do when you come in contact with say the IRS? How are you going to handle that? You know, you really need to know that in advance. You don't wait to get that letter in the mail and then go, oh, how am I going to deal with this?
This is the next thing that I'm working on, because we are being ruled by regulations, by agencies, and almost nobody knows how it works. I guarantee you. They don't. Now, I can tell you, I have never seen one regulation by any agency that has the force and effect of law. This is something I really know a lot about. What I don't know yet, which I will, and this is going to be up on my homepage soon because I'm doing extensive documented research to put it up in simplest form and then in the way to go after these regulations. But then Mr. Biden, well, Comrade Biden, how did he stop the wall? Well, Trump used a national emergency, so he canceled the national emergency, so that stopped the funding. How did he stop the Keystone Pipeline? Trump used a executive order for a permit, which I didn't know that they could do that. But evidently they can, because otherwise they'd take him to court. Maybe they did, I don't know. So, I'm going to research the executive orders, but here is the first rule outside of national emergencies. The President of the United States cannot, including and an agency, cannot make any regulation that has the force and effect of law unless Congress gives a specific, defined, go make a regulation on this particular single issue. They cannot do a general grant, just go make regulations, because that's too easy to defeat. They're called interpretive or housekeeping, because that would be turning over the complete lawmaking of our country to agencies of which hold no public office, and we don't even know who the heck they are to rule us. So the first thing is always go look and see if there is a specific, and that's what I'm researching out now, there's a specific way that it has to be in the Federal Register, and I've never seen one. Never seen one yet, and I have looked at probably thousands of them. So the first thing is, what can agencies do that Congress can't do? Agencies, by the Federal Register Act, are mandated to publish anything that has general applicability or legal effect in the Federal Register. So that is a mandate. And what I'm putting together, let me bring up I was working on this for somebody on a truck issue here. But this is it starts off in the Federal Register. But the thing that's so important about this, the Federal Register Act was put back into the Federal Register 3 times. They published the act back in the Federal Register. That's important. The APA, the substance of the APA, was put back in the Federal Register. Now, why is that important? You got to wrap your mind around what's going on. Even in the Congressional Record of the Administrative Procedures Act, it says that nothing Congress does touches the individual citizen until there is a regulation made. So what we have to let go of the idea, first of all, Congress can't touch you and me with what they're doing up there. They're not even laws of the United States, but that's another issue. But if they were, they still can't touch you. So they're using agencies, and what do agencies do? They are mandated, they're just like another little, think of them, they actually call them a headless fourth branch of government. So they're independent governments. They promulgate what they do in the Federal Register. So if it's not in the Federal Register, it doesn't have any bearing. And if it is in the Federal Register, there are mandates, they have to identify it if it has the force and effect of law. And I'm going to get into that. We got a caller here, Sherry in Kansas. Question, comment?
Jerry? Is my audio working?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hi, Ralph.
You there, sir?
And Mark,
yeah, go ahead.
This is Laura.
Oh.
This is Laura from Michigan.
Oh, okay. It said okay. Sherry from Kansas. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to say tonight's speech by Donald President Trump at CPAC to me was like the State of the Union address, especially considering the illegal occupants of the White House is not going to give a State of the Union address. That was our president's State of the Union address. Also, I'll tell you who I'm really mad at, the Marines. Here's the Marine song. The halls of Montezuma, the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles on the land, but not D.C. That's how they need to change their song. Why aren't they raiding D.C. and removing this coup d'etat government?
Well, I'm still hopeful that the military will go there. And did you say that they're canceling the State of the Union address? Is that what you just said?
I said the illegal occupants not going to make a State of the Union address.
Yeah.
That was State of the Union.
Well, yeah, usually it's 100 days into in the office of presidency, and they'll give a type of State of the Union speech. That's usually after their first 100 days in office.
I heard that he was not going to make one. So,
well, we're not there
yet.
President
anyway.
Hypo Biden up on medical stuff to even get him to get two sentences because he's getting so bad on dementia. He can't keep his facts straight. He can't even get two or three sentences correct.
That's why they always have. That's why they have President Jill sitting next to him all the time.
Oh yeah,
she does most of the speaking for him.
There's only one thing that he's good for right now. You know what that is?
What?
To be a martyr. That's what they're going to use him for. Get gun control. Blame the white people. That's what they're going to use him for, as a martyr.
Well, I'll tell you, it's hard to believe that we have somebody that's allegedly in control of the nuclear stuff that it has dementia. I mean, this is funny in a way. This guy has got most powerful man in the whole world, and he don't even know where the hell he is and what he's up to.
Well, think about the other countries, how they feel about it. It must scare the crap out of them, you know?
Oh, yeah, but we got like Germany, or just like I saw where Russia quit building that natural gas line over to Germany. Now that old Biden's in there, now they're cranked up. They're going to put the natural gas line into Germany, and so they will have total control of Europe. You screw with us, we'll just turn off your natural gas, which Trump had stopped. He said, you ain't going to do that. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I'll finish my comments with this. I don't want to ever hear a Marine say, Semper Fi, always faithful, because I'd have to ask, what are you faithful to? Are you faithful to America or what? I want to hear it.
I've got to keep faith that Trump and General Flynn's got something up their sleeve. But I don't know, because I can tell you right now, with this vaccine and this thing they're putting up people's noses, if you look into that mRNA stuff, how many people's going to die from that? We may be looking at the plague that's in the Bible they talk about, a third of the world going away.
Possible. Okay, thank you for taking my call, Ralph and Mark.
Sure. Thank you, Sherry. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Laura in Michigan. Thank you, Laura.
Laura, yeah, okay.
Thank you, Laura. You have a great evening. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
What is wrong? How can we be... See, everybody looks at an executive order as though it's automatically good. Thank God. I thought Oklahoma's going to be looking at the constitutional. I don't even know if they understand. There's not many lawyers understand it. I tell you, I got a law book in.
that they give first-year law students. They don't talk about this stuff. They talk about the cheat case of the IRS, and they miss the whole point of the whole thing. They don't get to the facts. We have the Oklahoma bombing. That was a lie. We have Waco. That was a lie. We have Las Vegas. That was a lie. We never get to the facts. It's all covered up all the time. And we don't have a rule of law. First of all, I can conclusively prove beyond a doubt there's only one constitutional court left in America, and that's the Supreme Court of the United States. That's a fact. Because there are no elections or any officers, public officers of any of the several states. All elections are only for federal offices, and they print this stuff. It's under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. They've all accepted it. There's a few of them that don't use the driver's license part, but they all use it because you got to be a citizen of the United States. And a citizen of the United States has no political rights. It has no soul. It has civil rights. It can go sue in court. But it has no political rights. And it has no inalienable rights. Because they made it up. And you can go on the internet and just look at 42 United States Code, 1981 and 1982. 42 USC, 1981 and 1982. Have the same rights as white citizens. Does that tell you we got a problem, folks? They made it up. It's statutorily a fiction. There is a citizen of the United States in Washington, D.C. that is in the code. It's a qualified elector in D.C. Now, something ought to, logic ought to tell you, if it's in D.C., qualified elector, is that the same in the several states? Let's go look at what the Supreme Court has ruled about citizens of the United States in the District of Columbia. You have no right to an Article III constitutional court. They've ruled over and over. You have no right on the thing of taxation without representation because you're not part of our republic out in the several states. You're not covered that way. You have no rights to the due process of law that's in the Constitution. We're going to try to make it look like. But you don't got it because you're in D.C. Supreme Court's ruled over and over. So why would I sign up for something that, number one, two places in the Constitution ordain and establish? They put it in the beginning of the Constitution of the United States, and they put it in Article 3. Why would they repeat it in Article 3? Because I have done the research. The courts have held unequivocally, we shall have a district court of the United States, a constitutional court for a remedy. They made damn sure it couldn't be taken away. Well, guess what they did? They hoodwinked us.
They took it away. Yeah.
They hoodwinked us. Because they got everybody believing that a citizen of the United States would say change the citizenship primary status after the Civil War on the Reconstruction Acts. And they admit it. That's what's even crazier yet.
Ralph, what case do you think really, is there like one or two Supreme Court cases that you feel like kind of really exposes that?
Oh, yeah, I've got a couple that says that they actually flipped the citizenship, and the one that's the most damning is the one in Virginia that says nothing changed after the Civil War. It defines political rights and civil rights. It says your political rights is only if you're a citizen of one of the several states. That's in Virginia. If you haven't seen it, send me an email. I'll send you the Supreme Court. It's in plain English.
Do you recall the name of that case?
Yes. Hold on a minute. It's okay. I'm gonna pull it
while,
up. Here.
While you're looking that up, I
it's
called
Ex Parte Virginia, 100 U.S. 339. Ex Parte Virginia,
100 U.S. 339. It was done in 1879.
I also want to take a quick reminder that to our listeners that if they'll go to AlaskaMinuteMan.com, AlaskaMinuteMan.com, there's a red button that they can sign up to be on our newsletter, and we're going to be putting our topics up on our membership website. Hopefully this week we'll have that ironed out, and we'll send you an invitation to go ahead and sign up on our membership. We've already got some people out there on the membership website, but go to AlaskaMinuteMan.com. Right at the very top is a red button. Click on that, and you can sign up for our discussion group.
I tell you, I should probably read this. Then I'm going to go into the second hour of the issues.
Well, stand by. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Well, we're back here. We have Mark in Texas. Question or comment?
Hey, Ralph, I got a question.
Okay.
I used to live in Oklahoma, and you mentioned Oklahoma earlier. Do you know anything about this ruling about, I think it's the eastern half of Oklahoma is now under Indian law, or are you familiar with that?
I've heard something, but I've not researched it out. I've heard where they're trying to say that it's actually Indian land, And so somehow there are the people there, or the laws may be treated different, but beyond that, I don't know.
I know a lot about it. This is Mark from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Mark,
I know quite
a
bit about that.
Yeah, I used to live in Norman, and this was in the mid to late 80s under Barry Switzer was in town.
Right,
and it was
right.
Man, it was a lot of fun.
Yes,
but I
yes.
just wonder
Norman
how that may relate to
place.
Today. Yeah, how does that relate to today? It may be a safe refuge. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of a pickle right now. What it was there was two Native American Indians, the one who killed the other one on reservation land, and they prosecuted him underneath state law. Well, he argued right up front that the state didn't have jurisdiction over him because he was Native American and the victim was Native American, and that the land that they were on was never ceded to the federal government, was never ceded to Oklahoma. Well, what came out and finally made it all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court was that there was part of the Indian tribes, like the Cherokee, Potawatomi, the Choctaw, I believe the Chickasaw. It's basically, if you took I-35, which kind of splits the middle of the state, and go eastward, most of those tribes did not give their land to the state of Oklahoma. And the tribes in the West did.
Is that the five civilized tribes?
Well, that was the, there were five main civilized tribes that were, you know, transferred to the Indian territory. But there are definitely way more than five tribes here, but they have five of the largest tribes, like I believe it's the Cherokee, the Seminole, the Choctaw, Chickasaw.
Creek.
So anyway, this has raised a big argument or an issue now, whether who really has control of that land. Is it still underneath the Indians, or does the state have control over it? And so that really hasn't been, you know, fleshed out all the way yet. But it was an interesting case. Matter of fact, while we're talking here, or I'll pull up that case and give that to you. But I'll tell you what it is over the air. But it raised a big stink, and it's still going on of exactly what who's got control of that. You know, Indians are trying to flex their muscles and say we got control of that land, and the state doesn't have any jurisdiction over it. So, but if you'll...
Well, I've never had any trouble with Indians. Great people. They have a long storied history.
Right. Well, if you'll bear with me, I'll get that case for you. And you can... Oh, it's McGirt versus Oklahoma is the name of the case. MCGIRT, McGirt versus Oklahoma. And we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if you're more